Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Connect to this platform through Telegram. Even if you are on our app or a line manager is sending it, please connect by Telegram. Telegram is prompt and is regular. And those of you who have your loved ones sending it to you, know. Connect directly. To connect to our Telegram, send a chat of please, I want to connect through Telegram to our media director on +234 803 232 2270 or my APA on +234 805 802 194. Please don't call, just a chat. They will tell you how to connect, follow their instruction, and be on them until you have it through. If you are already receiving Turning Point on Telegrams, good. Welcome also to Thursday, day 4 in July 2024. 4 is God's number for balance and stability. Also on the fourth day, God created the two great lights, the sun for the day and the moon for the night. He also made the stars. Open your hand. Let me connect to the mysteries of the fourth day in blessing everyone. Be saying amen. I receive it. The light of God shall shine perpetually on you. You will not walk in darkness. Everywhere you go, you will enjoy stability and balance. Everything about you will change for better. God will change the narration against in your favor. From now on, you will operate under an open heaven. Oh, somebody had a dream that is troubling you. That dream will not come to pass. The Lord Almighty will help you and take you over. I command with an anointed tongue that every arrow against you be returned back to the sender. Let's take this prophetic action today. If you can, do it now. If you cannot, then when it is more convenient for you, do so and play this message back. Take what we call disposable or serviette paper or tissue paper. Some people call it toilet roll. Disposable. Cut it, a very good size, and then clean your face. Clean your face with serviette paper. Clean your face with disposable. From your forehead to your eyes, to your face, your nose, your cheek, your chin, to your neck area. Clean it thoroughly. Throw into the toilet and flush, or into the waste paper basket. I prophesy. Let me speak that to you. God shall wipe away all your sweats. Receive grace for sweatless victory in all you do. As you have prophetically cleaned your entire face, all dirt, spiritual dirt, all evil veil, whatever made people see your face and have a wrong opinion, a wrong perception, whatever made them look at your face and turn away and hate you and not help you, ends today. All tears, secret tears, open tears, mobbed up, cleaned up, ends today. You shall from now be attractive to good people, to helpers, to benefactors, for great patronage, mega gift in Jesus' name. From today, you wear a new face. You will see good things where others saw nothing in Jesus' name. Congratulations. You are a new person from now on. July 4, born people, receive your prayers. You are blessed. The glory of God is on you. You will live long. You will live well. Say amen. I receive it. Happy birthday. Now, let's go to teachings very quickly. First one today. Good morning, everyone. Sir, is it bad for a woman to have her own income? I was working, but lost my job when my boss set his eyes on me. I was trying to be funny. I stoutly resisted it and said to him, it's impossible. So I lost the job. Since then, anytime I mention securing a new job, my husband will say, let's just be praying for God to bless him, which we are all believing God for. But is there anything wrong in me getting a job to earn my own income, even as we are believing God to lift him? He's currently a director in the ministry. The bills are too much for one person. Wow, you are right. My daughter, if your husband is around or a Turning Point family members, ask him to listen to this counsel. Let him know you sent it. Any husband will feel somehow if the wife went through what your boss was trying to take you through if you did not stoutly resist him. Every man wants to keep his wife to himself only. What would have happened if you are not such a faithful and highly disciplined woman? But sir, let madam get another job and work. Go back to my yesterday's counsel to the woman whose husband insisted must be a full-time housewife. Every wife or woman, indeed, should be allowed and encouraged to work, no matter how buoyant or rich or wealthy the husband may be. I don't want to go making examples of presidents and prime ministers of nations whose wives are still working and earning income. Apart from the income, but the fulfillment that comes from working and earning through your profession and your training. Your wife has proved to be faithful and a woman of integrity. Let her be fulfilled. Let her also work to earn money. Or, as I said yesterday, establish her with reasonable capital and let her fully own the business. Now, let me close on this by saying this, what I have always said, the best security for a woman or a wife is earning her own income. There is dignity in labor. There is joy in earning one's income. Next, good morning, Daddy. I find myself in the midst of girls. I'm a guy, a student, sir. Most times, when going to class, I might be the only guy in the bus with all others, ladies. Daddy, I'm scared. What does this really mean? I just have two sisters. Wow, I guess that you are a youth, a young star. I would just ask you to remain focused that you are in the midst of girls. She means nothing to you. Focus on your studies and keep your mind off any rubbish. Please be focused in your thought and in your doings. Next, good morning, my turning point family. Sometimes ago, my husband left our location, got a job somewhere else outside our location. He backslided so much to the extent that he started living with another woman. Along the line, my two sons also backslided. Later, someone brought the news about my husband. My children are not aware because it is going to affect their love for him. My husband has since returned, but these children have refused to return to God. What should I do? I was depressed for some years, and my prayer life and evangelism life has been affected badly. Help me, sir. Wow, this is heartbreaking. Again, like we have always taught here, what God has joined together, let no job, let no one put asunder. Husband and wife living separately, different location, this is always the repercussion. The husband left the family behind for work in another place. So there was separation. He backslided, and a strange woman came into his life. That's what usually happens, except for a few men that can hold themselves. And I tell you, such men are very few. Then these two sons also went back. What do you expect? It is under the watchful eyes of both parents that children are nurtured and brought up in the fears of God. This counsel is for all and for all my daughters. I felt bad when you said you were depressed for some years and then your prayer life and evangelism life also suffered. Can we all see the evil effect of separation contrary to God's word? That is how it always happens, leaving the wife and children behind. Can you see? The good news is that he is back. The two sons also, by the grace of God, will be restored. You know, when the head of the home is behaved, the children will naturally follow or be affected. Go into warfare prayers for them. Let your husband, if he's truly restored, join you in the warfare prayers, fasting once a week and sowing battle seed. Those sons are covenant children. They will surely come back. Let all listeners, please learn from this. Next, good morning, sir. How true it is, for 13 years, I married my wife. She has never said I'm sorry or be remorseful in anything. Her younger sister has successfully taught her on how to stay without husband. I need your advice because marriage is becoming a nightmare to us. Wow. No, please don't let your marriage go this way. Prayer, patience, wisdom. I repeat, prayer, patience, and wisdom. you have already married her. So ask God to give you grace to manage and restore her. In all enduring marriages, the two people involved are paying that great price. No perfect husband, no perfect wife. We all endure with each other. This platform is praying for you. Wow. Listeners, rebroadcast this to all of your contacts. Do so daily. Let what is blessing you bless the people connected to you. Today is the D-Day, the Great Prayer Mountain Service Day in Ikeja, Lagos. So TPGF members and Turning Point listeners in and around Lagos, be early today. Leave home on time. It is raining period now in Nigeria. Don't let rain stop you. Prepare and factor rain into it. Don't be stopped by the rain at all. Two services as usual today, 7 to 9 a.m. first service, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. second service. Prayer focus on Prayer Mountain today, business and career impartation and anointing service. Bring items and documents, things connected to your business, to your career, to your platform and to your network for anointing and prophetic switch. All businesses and careers shall go mega and super mega. The same two services we hold simultaneously at Dominion City, Ibadan, Kolobo Abeokuta, Osogbo, Akure, Port Harcourt, Anuyo. Please go there. Don't miss it. Now, month has ended. So, if you are a monthly tither, partnership, battle, thanksgiving, partnership, and the 777 seed we are sowing this month, do so. People are already doing so, and testimonies are coming. Come, do your own. What God is doing for them, He will do for many people. Do so. I'm told that some people are still asking that they be allowed to sow the connection to Grace Seed, Seed 69, to that this life. Oh, you are permitted. Keep doing it and do it as God gives you the grace. Send a chat message or please send me the pastor or daddy's account to sow my connection to Grace 69 Seed. Send that to +234 809 789 4000. After today, we will not mention that again. Do as God gives you the grace, and the grace and the power of God on my life will flow to you. Again, like I said, my prayer for you shall be answered whether you sow seed or not. But when you have faith and you do venison, you see the power of God moving on your behalf. I speak to everybody's life today. The grace of God will work mightily on you. The power of God will back you up this month. This is the month when your whole testimony will roar for the whole world to hear. What God cannot do does not exist. For God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day.